Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more.
BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use the mobile device to sign up today and get into the action. Remember to use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% off welcome bonus on your first deposit.
BetOnline, where the game starts. Hi, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to the Dumb Dad Podcast. My name is Kevin, and I'm a dumb dad.
Hey there. My name is Evan. I am a dumb dad.
Cheers, buddy. Cheers.
In 2024, I am still a dumb dad.
Well, it's only like a weekend.
Yeah, it's only like a weekend.
I don't think you can.
But I looked in the mirror.
It was the mirror. That was the giveaway.
Yeah.
Not
well, I used general to know, behavior. You know, how people have the time, person of the year, like mirror. Mm-hmm. This one just says like dumb dad, and it's, you know, you look in the mirror, it's like, oh, that's me,
just written in shaving cream.
Yeah. A while ago. I don't know how to get it off. It's stuck on there.
We're losing our deposit.
Yeah, man. Happy 2024. Happy holidays. Our kids are still on holiday break today. Tomorrow we take them back to school.
Take them back to school tomorrow.
It's forever. It's forever that they're out of school.
It was a really long one. It was a very, very long break, and it felt like it.
Well, and it.
Well, you know, when you have a long break and you're like, yeah, that's what I mean. It wasn't.
No.
It wasn't that. I mean, it wasn't. It wasn't, because the amount of like, okay, got to get them out of the house. Oh, I feel bad. They're on screens for so long. Like all of that compounding. But at the same time, Christmas was a sneeze. It was here and it was gone.
I know. It really felt like Christmas got here so quickly. Mm-hmm. And then it was, that's what's funny about it. So here in LA, kids get like 3 weeks off.
Yeah.
Almost a little over 3 weeks.
Yeah.
3 weeks home with you.
I don't know how much time I had as a kid, but I know I went back January like 2nd.
Uh-huh.
And January 2nd came, and it was a Tuesday this year. And I was like, wow, prime time to go back to school.
Yeah,
let's go. But no, we have a whole week.
Can we drop them off tomorrow, or what's going on?
Yeah, so I'm going to, so you better be there.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just going to throw them over the fence and see what happens. That's the thing. Like, still had another, whatever, week to go when you think, like, all the holiday prep, everything leading up to it, Christmas hits, good time, few days to recover, pick up all your little pieces of tape and wrapping paper, maybe put your decorations away, whatever you need to do.
Yeah.
And then New Year's comes, it's a celebration, and then still another week. It's like, what is happening?
Yeah, it was a lot.
Oh, my God. Somebody help.
Yeah.
So, oh, my gosh, yeah. So it was just a whirlwind. We flew home to my home originally, where I'm from, Seattle area, to go visit my mom and dad, the kids' grandparents. It's early. This coffee's not hit me yet. Mm-hmm. And that was like what we were gonna do. We were gonna do Christmas here, and then the next day we were gonna fly up. Right. So here's a quick little story for you. This is how the holiday system. Everybody's, you know, you get sick during the holidays. Mm-hmm. This is tenfold. Let me tell you. Mm-hmm. My wife and I were going to go to this holiday party before we were going to leave, travel, like on the 21st or 22nd or something like that.
Yeah.
And we decided ultimately we had too much going on. We're moving. Like, just there's too much going on. We just can't make the party. As much as we want to go, we just can't make the party. We ultimately decide not to go to the party. And then like a day before we leave, we find out one of our friends got COVID from going to that party. And we were like, oh, man, that's a bummer. And then we found out like more, like 7 or 8 people got COVID from that party.
Sure.
We were like, oh, wow. Well, I'm glad I didn't go. I'm still bummed to miss the party, but now I'm glad I didn't go, because that means we wouldn't have been able to go to Seattle.
Right.
So we jump on a plane on the 26th, and then the next day my dad tested positive for COVID. Mm-hmm. And he's never had it before. And we were like, oh, man, it's following us. What do we do? So I felt awful because I knew it was like my mom had decorated the house. My mom made the house look so beautiful. It looked so nice, mm-hmm. really anticipating us being there. And my brother, my sister, like everybody going to have a big, you know,
yeah.
day after, 2 days after Christmas. Anyway. And then 2 days later, my mom tested positive. It's like, oh, I felt so bad for them because they'd never had COVID.
First timers club.
And it just felt like, oh, man, I feel so bummed for them because now it just feels like, well, kind of now what do we do? We didn't know what to do.
Right, sure.
We're like, well, we keep the kids out of the house. We'll try to – we were just kind of like outside of our window, and we had just been boosted. So it was like, I mean, we're pretty good in terms of protection, I guess. But at the same time –
you don't want to play that game.
But we don't really want to play that game. So we had a day or so of like taking the kids out and like trying to stay busy. But ultimately it was like, so now my mom and dad – I mean, no, they felt awful, which yeah. sucks. But then they're also kind of like just going to be held captive in their room. Like we were telling them like, don't come out of here. But it was like right. they kind of you know, it's like, what do you do? So we ultimately decided it's probably smart just to go home. And that was tough because
You flew back early.
We flew back early. Yeah. Thank God for my wife because it was my parents and I just was like, I don't know what to do. I don't want them to feel like, oh, well, good luck with that. We're out of here, you know?
Yeah.
Which my mom was not. She was like, if you guys, you could leave. You know, it's like, yeah. you don't have to stay here. And I was like, but it just doesn't make it any easier, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we ultimately flew home early. Luckily, we sort of quarantined for 5 days.
Why thank God for your wife? What just happened?
Oh, because she was the one who was like, I think we need to go home.
Yeah.
And it was like, I knew that, but I skipped over that. Sorry.
Yeah, you did.
I knew that because I just want to say that. Thank God for my wife. Okay. I don't know. Oh, every boy. Day I that means say that to myself.
Anytime Evan says, thank God for my wife, he's done something stupid right before this recording.
Right.
Like, oh, my beautiful, my babe, love you. Oh, you're my light, my life.
My heart, my soul.
So sorry about the ceiling.
My teacher, my mentor.
I thought I could change the light fixture.
And I, so it was just kind of like sometimes she... That's what's so important in a partner, I think, in your life, is that somebody can like help you, like bird's eye view here. What do we think? You know, mm-hmm. it's hard to sometimes. Well, we've probably had the conversation like 3 times before we ultimately came to the sure. decision. Like maybe what's best is that we leave, and like we didn't want to.
Yeah,
but it was like probably the best decision. It was so that part of it was tough. That was really tough. So that's why I say thank God for her because she helps me like. Clear the skies a little bit and just think of like what's the most important thing here, what should we really be doing, you know. It's not easy for me to do that a lot, especially in sure. that situation. I was like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, it's money.
Do we stay here? Do
it's
we,
family
money it's family it's whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, so we came back home, sort of did a 5 day, don't really see anybody because we don't really know, we're just housing it here,
right? Yeah.
Yeah, ultimately we were fine, we got lucky and didn't catch it again, but that, you know. So we came back early, and then, you know, we still had 12 days left of holiday break, and it was like...
I know. If you had caught it, it would have been happening? Fine. You would have not missed... They wouldn't have missed a day of school.
Well, they wouldn't have missed a day of school. Well, like ultimately, like last year, I think we were the ones that got it, like, right before we were supposed to go back. Maybe that was into summer. Or going back to school from summer, that's what it was. It was like, summer's almost over. We're going to take them back to school. No, you have COVID. Oh, okay.
It was yeah. fun. It's fun.
So it's, you know... That's the state of things. It's I mean, it's part of it's how the world works now. It's fine. It's all these things.
But I mean, it's not fine. It's not fine.
It's not fine. Ultimately, things are fine. We're back. We're here. My mom and dad are healthy. Everything's good. Yeah, everyone's
yeah.
healthy. Sure, that's sure, the most sure. important thing. So that, you know, here we are. Tomorrow. I just can't wait for tomorrow.
Yeah, you're shaking.
Get out of here. I mean, yeah. I love you. I'm so grateful to spend 3 weeks with you. I love you. I cherish you. Go to school.
Go to school. I mean, you're not going to want to be around me in 10 years anyway. I'm just there early. I just got here before you.
It's like you want so bad to be an earlier part of the break. It's like, yeah, we'll do gingerbread houses. We'll make cookies, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like it's no different than being a stay-at-home parent when you fill up a bunch of activities for a three-week period and 4 days in, you're like, well, that was all the ideas I had.
Yeah.
It's 8:30 in the morning. We did 6 things. I don't know what to do now. Now we're stuck.
Yeah.
So, you know, here we are.
Here we are. I'll give a little update before we get into the dumb dad moments.
Yeah, you do owe us an update.
I do owe an update on the wall that we're going to paint.
the infamous wall has made it into 2024.
It's made it into 2024.
The wall saga. Wall gate.
You know, it was funny. I swear, it was a motivation that we talked about it on the podcast to be like, because you had said on the podcast and previously on three episodes ago now.
On the Dumb Dads.
Where I talked about it and it was like, I talked about how my wife was going to paint a wall. And then I was like, great, I got to fix this massive crack first, which means I got to cut out the drywall and patch it, which I did do.
But that's why I did it right then and there. Right. Living in a home is like, I'm going to do this task, which leads you down a path to do like task number five to try to get back to task number one.
So it was just, there was another task in between that I knew we were going to have to address, but I wasn't too worried about that. So I patched the wall and then it was like, all right, so there's been a leak somewhere in the roof that I'm aware of, and I've contacted a roofer about it. So it's like the wall can't actually get painted until this is patched, because when it rains, the rain comes in between, and it luckily doesn't hit the ceiling, because I don't even want to get started on fixing ceiling leak patches. Like, it luckily comes in between two walls, so it gets like the drywall.
It drops into a seam.
Yeah, it drops into a seam, so it hits like the drywall wall, not the ceiling, which is nice. So there's this spot that keeps getting wet, and it's like, I'm not going to replace it until I replace the roof.
Which is hilarious in California, because like it doesn't rain here.
It has been kind of this last couple years, wet raining season
in the winter. Yeah, you're right.
So I contacted the guy who did our roof, who I was happy with. I'd already patched the thing. And I was saying, I was motivated because I was like, man, I don't want to go back to the podcast being like, it's not done. So I get the roofer last week. He comes out because he wants to see the roof in person, because he's like, I don't remember what color I did for your roof, and I want to match it.
Code for I don't believe you.
No. He was fine. he'd already figured out that it wasn't going to be under warranty, that it wasn't him. Because he was like, where's the leak? And I was like, it's this pipe. And he's like, what does the pipe go to? I go, well, it used to go to a heater. And he's like, where's the heater? And I was like, I got it removed when I put in central air. And he was like, before or after the roof? And I was like, after the roof. He's like, so he's like,
can I just put you on a brief hold?
He's like, well, he goes,
yes, not us.
Yeah.
Not us. See what I can get out of him.
Exactly.
Anyway, sorry about that, Mr. Leif Harrier. Back to it not being my fault.
He was very straightforward. And I was like, that's fair. I'm like, listen, I'm happy to pay for it. Let's just fix it.
Yeah.
And
there's a leak.
You understand, man.
I gotta be painting this wall.
Okay? I don't care.
What does it take?
I'm not calling for the warranty. I'm calling for the fix. So he comes out because he wants to see what color the roof is, what style it is, and stuff. So he calls me. He's like, I'm here. We go outside and he looks and he's like, where's the leak? And I was like, that pipe right there. And he's like, the one next to your solar panel? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, you're gonna have to lose the solar panel. I was like,
okay,
we're not painting the wall.
Okay, so we're not painting the wall in 2024. Honey, I got something to tell you.
There's already paint samples on the wall.
Like... They're going to be there for a while. Oh my gosh. The update of this is going to be great.
Yeah, we'll see.
It's ongoing.
We'll see when he drops solar panel through my roof. When they're removing it.
I don't understand why you don't do it. I'm sure it's like they're clips and then they're like one plug.
Yeah, I'm sure it's just like twist ties.
I'll go up there with you, just hand it down to me.
You hear a nice boom when you unplug it.
Yeah, and then you just hold each side of it and jump off your roof and float down to the front lawn.
Good.
Seems pretty simple to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, just make sure you're rolling camera when all this happens.
Or you put like wheels on it.
You might want to see a clip or two of
it. If I've learned anything from the science little projects I have with my kid, I can put little wheels on and use the solar powers to drive around for a while.
And get to the store for free.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then let's jump into the dumb dad moments.
Let's jump into the dumb dad moments.
Here's the thing.
Oh, boy.
Here's the dumb dad moment.
You've done this a couple of times where here's the thing.
I teased it because of how our... how our winter break has gone, and that it's all happening at once. We were like doing holidays and we were traveling and we're moving all at the same time.
Yeah, you bought a house. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. And so we're moving into the house, and that is not fun. Mm-hmm. moving is awful.
Yeah.
I'm not taking away from the fact that it's exciting to move and go into a new space.
Sure.
Okay. That's great. But the act of going through your stuff, deciding what comes with you, you know, and every time you're going, like putting in the no pile, it's like you just kind of look at the kids They have to go. They have to come with us. They have to come with us.
Oh, sure. Sure.
But what I feel bad about and what I feel dumb about is like, it's especially having to come home early from our trip.
Yeah.
Now we're like, okay, well, we might as well spend more. We have more time now with the kids. Like, I know the kids are off school, but like, we have more time. We're off We ride our own schedule. My wife is off of work to get more stuff done at the house just to try to speed it up, get it done faster. So yeah. We're not living in two. Because, you know, we're really close now to where we're not living in both places. We haven't moved yet. Mm-hmm. But the new place has a lot of stuff in it that's sort of just there, a little bit organized.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also painting. Man, I'll tell you what, you forget how long painting takes. It takes, actually, the act of painting doesn't take that long. The preparation to paint takes so long. So we're doing all that. So as we're back and forth and at one place and the other place, like my kids are just, there they are on screens.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel awful about it. There's only so many times where I can be like, all right, let's jump off those and get something. Like I took them to the park the other day just for a little, because it was like, I just can't have them sit there that much longer, you know?
Yeah.
But at the same time, when you're like painting and your wife's work, and then my wife's back to work.
Yeah.
She's in the new place with internet going, trying to like stand at the counter because we don't have chairs yet and work. Mm-hmm. It's like, whatever, I kind of need you guys to sit in one place and not be loud. And don't ask anybody for anything because I'm painting and assembling stuff. She's working. Like, so they kind of need to do something like that. So
sure.
The balance of that just never doesn't feel great, which is, I love my children. I'm not necessarily like, I cannot be around them anymore. That's not what it is. It's mostly like, we need to get more work done. We need to keep moving. And so we're not living in like, you know, like I said, we're kind of living in our old places. Like now there's just stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, the hustle of like, take this, move that, blah, blah, blah. Also my son's birthday in the middle of all of it a couple days ago.
The nerve of him.
So here we are. And we've talked about this before. Breaking down Christmas decorations, making it sure he knows that like your birthday is important. It's not looped into Christmas and like all these things.
Sure.
I mean, those decorations are still up, man. This year is a total wash.
Oh, your Christmas decorations are still up?
Yeah. 100%. And my wife apologized to him, said, I'm really sorry that the Christmas decorations are going to be up on your birthday. And he was like, why? Yeah, they look great.
Yeah, this is a thing you guys have put on yourselves, and he doesn't even notice or care.
So here's the reason why we do this.
Yeah,
at 8 into 9, he doesn't care.
Yeah,
what we want him to do when he gets to be older, and then all of his friends are like, "Here, happy birthday, Merry Christmas, happy birthday," and they do all that to him, which is what happens to people when they are born so close to a holiday like that.
Mm-hmm.
We want him to remember, oh man, my mom and dad always made a point to separate the two.
Sure.
And I want him to think of it that way as he's older. Now, I know he doesn't care.
Sure.
But I want him to grow up knowing that we made an effort to make sure he felt like that was for him.
Yeah.
And the holidays and Christmas or whatever are for the family. And so we want to separate those things. And we've done it every year so far.
Mm-hmm.
This year, it's just like so much going on at the exact same time that we were like, just felt awful about it. But
yeah.
Again, he doesn't remember, or he doesn't know that. He
doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's my dumb dad moment. It's just like feeling like and you know, thank God for my wife.
Oh, here we go.
That's a callback joke. But the point is
crawlback.
Like, that's a crawlback joke because it was crawling back to an awful joke. The point is, with all this going on, it's like hard to like focus on a thing, you know, like it feels like I got to do 100 things. Let's focus on one thing and then do a second thing and then a third thing in a row.
Sure.
So it doesn't feel all overwhelming, and that mm-hmm. all just feels part of how overwhelming all this is.
Yeah.
So, dumb dad life for at the moment.
So this is not a moment.
I just wanted to get into school. Like, here, look, this is better for your brain to be in there. Mm-hmm. Trust me. They're doing more for you than I can do for you right now.
Oh, yeah, always.
So that's my dumb dad holiday spectacular.
That's it all lumped in.
I mean, we could talk for 4 hours and I could go over all the little stupid things I did, but you know.
Yeah.
You know, they were all there.
They were all there. New house, you definitely are making a lot of mistakes.
Yeah, for sure. I had them. I was like, I almost had one. I was like, kids, you guys want to paint your room? I was like, paper everywhere, tape everywhere, and then handed them each a roller. So I filled in, you know, hand brushed the lines. But I was like, you can do a wall. Here's your wall. And then showed them how to use the roller. Don't put too much on here so it's not just like gallons on the floor up to the wall. And then for about 45 minutes or so, I just went back and forth to their rooms like watching them. It was hilarious. Mm. It was fine. My daughter only dripped a little bit and had it on the baseboards a little bit. And I was like, it's all part of this. It's all part of this. They felt so included.
Sure.
Working on their rooms. And, you know, I was like, let me just see this really quick. Yeah. And I was like, there was drips everywhere on her wall. And I was just like, yeah, yeah, I see. And then you just take this and you smooth it all out.
Yeah.
And then back to my son's room. How are you doing in here? Fine. He's got it on his pants. That's okay. Back to my daughter's room. How are you doing in here? It's like, oh, I think I should have done one at a time, but it all worked out.
Well, you're doing it. You're doing it. You're getting through it. Yeah, congrats on the house. It's a bummer.
DIY Central.
DIY Central. You're going to move in. You're going to settle in, and something's going to break.
Yep. I can't wait.
Yep.
Super excited about it.
Super excited. It's going to be fun. mine was going back to like the holidays. This was the first Christmas that just felt like Christmas for only the kids. Like we felt fully like parents.
Santa didn't bring you what you wanted.
He did all right.
he did all right for himself.
He did all right for himself. But yeah, it felt like a slog. My wife did a great job. She's a lot like her mother, and because this isn't a 90s sitcom, that's not an insult. She's acting like her mother. Whoa!
And she opens the door now. Excuse me?
I'm acting like hell. your brother? So funny. It would be mean if I said her brother. Because she's like her mother, she's always on the go, always planning stuff, especially during the holidays. She's very go, go, go. In fact, it was funny, and she called herself out for it. But the other day, she was like, let's just have a day. Let's just have a nothing day. Just kids can be on the screens. Mm-hmm. We've been going, going, going. Let's just chill. Kids can relax at home. We won't do anything. And it was just like one of those things where I was like, yeah, keep it to yourself. Like, I was like, don't say anything. Because of who she
is. I got one in the sleeve.
Because
but
who she is.
I don't think I should burn it now.
Because who she is, and she laughed about this too, because who she is, come noon, and it's great. It's a great quality. The kids are always busy doing stuff and happy.
Like, let's have a low, slow screens day. How long did that last? 2 hours?
So by noon, she was like, so there's a street fair that snows every hour. And you're just kind of like, let's go.
Yeah, that sounds pretty lazy.
So, and I get it. It's memories for the kids. And we do it every year. It's not like this was, so we do it every year, but this was the first year that like the kids were, I think they were like low key sick the whole time. Mm. Like never big fevers.
Yeah. Winter break.
Never down and out.
That's what it is.
But also like never a cold. Like it was just kind of like my son held a low grade fever for, I think, the whole break.
Oh, impressive.
Yeah. It was just like, anytime you took his temperature.
You know, I once held a low grade fever for almost a month.
Yeah. So you were just kind of like, okay. So, but they were otherwise fine, and everyone, like, it was crazy. So, I think because of that, every time we did an event or whatever, like it was sometimes a struggle. Sometimes it wasn't. Sometimes it was great. Like we did the holiday trains and we did the zoo lights. Mm-hmm. And then we did like probably our best holiday event was we went to Candy Cane Lane in Woodland Hills. I think I talked about it on a previous podcast.
Let me just say this one quick. That was one of my little dumb dad moments, is that we were inspired by you guys doing all these activities. And so we went Christmas Eve to Candy Cane Lane.
Oh, no.
At 7 o'clock.
That was a bad idea.
Yeah. Horrible. Stupid idea. We got there.
It was a zoo.
Yeah. It was like, here's the lane. This is the lane. You could, there's like a certain street you pull into. I mean, it was like at least 50, 75 cars deep before we even turn on to the lane.
Oh.
And we were about 10 cars there to almost get to the lane before my daughter's like, I have to go potty so bad.
Oh, man.
And we were like, okay. And then like, there's got to be a bush or something. I don't know what to do. Like,
yeah.
I don't know where we should go. Like, and then before we knew what to do exactly, we turned onto the lane, turned back. They're both asleep.
They're both asleep.
Yeah, my son kind of was awake a little bit, but he was like, let me know if when he saw the first few houses, and he was like, let me know if you see like a really big one. And we were like, sure. Ultimately, my wife and I just went up like three or like two of the blocks by ourselves with the kids asleep in the back of the car. It was like, well, this entire idea was kind of a bust.
I lead up to all that because it was just like a low key, like pressure cooker the whole holiday break. Huh. And then we went to in North Hollywood, they have a Christmas Eve parade in North Hollywood. And when we used to live in North Hollywood, we would go every year. We still go every year. You can just look up the North Hollywood Christmas parade and you track their path and they tell you what time they're going to be there. And so you just like park and post up.
Camp.
I made a dumb dad moment there where my daughter, we were like heading there. We're listening to Christmas music, and my daughter's like really into like these like really pop songs right now that most of the time I'm like, yeah, let's play it. And we'll play it 25 times in a row.
Yeah.
Fine. Whatever.
It's been a lot of Taylor Swift this this year.
I'd be fine with that.
I'm fine with that, but it's a lot of it.
And so we're driving there, and she's just like, it's Tate McRae she likes right now. Mm-hmm. And we're just like, she's like, can we play Tate McRae? And I was like, no.
I don't know who that is.
It doesn't matter.
I'm a tad. I only know so many.
New album just dropped. Anyway, I was like, no, we're not gonna listen to that. We're listening to Christmas music. Like, normally I would say yes, like during the day, any other time. It's not like all of holiday break, no, nothing but Christmas music. But I was like, for right now, no, because we're Christmas Eve and we're gonna listen to Christmas music. And my daughter is very, she shuts down sometimes. Mm-hmm. This was one of those times.
On the way to the holiday fun. Yeah.
So then she was in a nasty mood, and she took it out on my wife.
Oh.
Which, like, my wife was just, like, you know, planning fatigue already. And then just to, like, go to a fun event and your kid just, like, just dumping on you the whole time. Just giving, like, just.
When it was your fault.
When it was my fault. And I kept telling my wife, I was like, don't get mad at her. It's not her fault. It's my fault. I mean, she's being unreasonable, but she's also 7. So that 7 is unreasonable.
Just remember, because she's so comfortable and loves you so much that feels comfortable to dump on you. Like
I feel honored to be treated this way. I feel honored to be treated so poorly. Your hatred. Hate and love are both four letters, and I know what you're just saying. I think you want to say a different four-letter word.
Heightened emotion is a fine line, and I get that.
Yeah,
because I'm getting there right now as well.
So what was great about that moment is we saved that dumb dad moment by like talking to my daughter, being like, what are you doing? Like sometimes we
what are you doing?
Sometimes we do the thing where we like, we pull them aside because like she shuts down really hard. So we like pull her aside because we do the gentle parenting. And then sometimes we do like the, I don't know what you would call it. Mutual parenting where we're just like, I'm going to treat you like a mutual. I'm just going to pull you aside and go, what are you doing? Yeah. Like, talk to him like almost like an adult. Like,
come on, man.
What are you doing right now? Like, what do you like? You're in a bad mood, and like we talked about it, and then he's just like,
"This is the flag you want to plant."
Yeah.
So Trent McCrampin. Who was it?
So like, I apologized profusely. Then she apologized, and we were like, we were square, and then we just drove to the next spot. Like, headed off the parade again, watched the parade, got a do over. Everyone was happy again, and it was like, okay, we saved it.
Okay, let's pretend that first part didn't happen.
Yeah, we got all the
photos. Those words are unspoken.
We got all the smiley photos. We did it right this time.
Oh, the smiley
one. The first part didn't happen. My son said one of the dumbest things, but it was very cute, was there was a Grinch there. He's obsessed with the Grinch. And there was a Grinch just walking, and he walked up to my son and gave him a high five. And my son just looked at me and went, the Grinch is so snoogly. I was like, nobody's ever said that about him.
Mm-mm. No, his heart is black.
He's notoriously disgusting.
Yeah. He's a sauerkraut sandwich, I believe. The song describes him as.
He's got garlic in his soul.
Toadstool something. Yeah. So I don't know. He's not a nice guy.
He's cuddly as a cactus. It's literally the phrase. He's not snoogly. Cuddly as a cactus.
Slippery as an eel or something. Don't. He's not.
Don't touch him. The Big Dumb Dad moment was.
Hey, man, what are you doing?
The Big Dumb Dad moment came on Christmas. Christmas morning.
Whoops.
Everything went well. The presents, fun, laughter, happiness. Like everybody was happy.
Mm-hmm.
It went swimmingly. And then I think just the fatigue of all of it set in, and we wanted to get just a family Christmas photo. We do it every year. Let's do a family Christmas photo. Yeah. But we do it every year. And our kids are good about photos, and we're also not like, we're not insane about like, everyone look at the camera. Like,
you're not too precious about it.
Not too precious. My son's like looking off, but whatever. Like, my son is the one, like, he's the mulligan. It's like, if we got the other three and he's almost, that's fine.
This probably falls into the same category how we feel about school pictures now, which is like, you can take a lot of pictures of your kids all day long on your phone, right? So it's more about like the moment. This year, this is what we got. This was the attitude, or this is the most fun we were having, or whatever the picture turned out to be, as opposed to like, let's make sure we are, you know, presentationally offering our smiles to the, who cares?
Well, the attitude we didn't want, that's where it all went sour.
I don't mean bad attitude. Yeah. I mean, you know.
But that's what I mean. Like my son,
the demeanor.
My son's, like, our thing with our son is like, as long as I can see his face, you know, his head's turned away, that's not a good photo. He's facing it and doesn't, oh, I don't know, face. Like, that's fine. He's young enough. Who cares? It's just, I'm happy you're here, bud. Whatever.
Who's over there? Click. Got it. Okay.
So they had already been like,
the Grinch is here. Look, the Grinch is here.
They had already been a lot. We had been just like stressed of just my wife having like, you know, holiday planning fatigue, me just us both feeding off each other's energy of that. The kids not being great all the time because they're stressed out because they're home all the time. Like, it's just all the little factors on top of each other. And then we try to take a photo and they're both just giving like, my son is just like squirming hard. And again, he takes photos all the time. He's never the kid who doesn't want to take photos. So it's just like, what is happening? And then my daughter's given just like a nasty face for some other reason. And then
you're being tested as to whether or not the photo will be acceptable. It's a real test now.
So my wife snapped at them and then like left the room upset. Like, she was so upset she had to leave the room because they were just being so awful and just like doing that thing. Exactly. Like, I know you're joking, but like, because they're comfortable with you. They were just like really pushing it, especially my daughter. And
I know it's
just like, just upset my wife, who the whole reason, any, you just woke up and got to have all this. You didn't do anything. You know what I mean? And my wife's done the lion's share, and I've helped out a bunch, I've supported. And so when she snapped and left the room, then I snapped at them.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you got to do it. You got to double down. You're called the partners, okay? They're going to move out someday, and it's just going to be the two of us. No matter how well I do as a parent, they're going to be gone, and it's just going to be back to the original duo.
The original duo.
So I snapped at them. And then there were tears. And the second that was, I was like, all right. I used dad voice and just like really got him good. I got him real good.
Man.
And it was just like, this is Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of sitting down, long conversations. It was like one of those, like, and listen, there's probably like some parenting expert listening right now, like,
Good Lord, you handled this poorly.
Dumbdadpod@gmail.com.
Not going to read it.
Well, I'll read it.
But it was just, it was definitely one of those, like, I'm obviously going to apologize for snapping at you, but not for addressing your garbage behavior. Like, there was definitely like a lot of talk of like, hey, you, what are you doing? Like, and I get it. Part of it's like you're young and blah, blah, blah. But like, I am going to tell you when you're out of line. And this is that moment.
It's tough too, because like they, you know, kids at that age, they're also so excited for Christmas.
A lot of
they
things
don't even know how to handle those emotions. Like how to like, I get that you're excited. I get that you're excited.
Yeah.
Let's also take a, turn it down a couple notches.
And if it was like, I don't want to take a photo because I want to play with my toys, like that's different. It was just like, I want to be in a bad attitude because like what, it's overstimulated. Like I get it was all of that.
Yeah.
And we get that, but it was definitely like, a, all right, you're old enough to not be, be in this lame.
Yeah.
Like,
seems like it, feels like it. That's actually the tough part of parenting sometimes, when it feels like, I feel like you should be able to do this.
Yeah.
You're showing me that you either cannot or you're unwilling to.
Right.
And I don't know if I'm grateful by either of those.
Cannot is one thing, not willing to, when it feels like you're purposely being this. I don't know. Maybe, I understand like the snapping was wrong.
Yeah.
And then the son crying. That was definitely like in the moment. I was like, yeah, this is a pretty big dumb dad moment.
It's difficult to hear or to get them to hear you, and also like you want to make your point. This was unacceptable.
Yeah.
I tried this in the car the other day. It's like when you're driving in the car and your kids are having fun, you're driving, they're laughing loud, they're kind of yelling a little bit. And then it's like the error I make as a parent sometimes is letting it get to the point where I'm like, I'll say, will you shut the f*** up?
Oh,
but
sure.
When you're like, guys, that's enough. It's dangerous to be screaming behind me, okay?
Yeah.
Can't be yelling. But I'm like upset now. The other day we were doing, and they were laughing and laughing and laughing. And I was like, guys, I can hear how hard you're laughing back there. I love it. Before anybody gets upset, because we talk a lot about not yelling in the car, can you just have a little bit, keep having fun, but just keep it down. They were like, okay. And I was like, that's part of it, I think, is when you sense that it's gonna get out of control, have a quick conversation then.
Yeah.
The hard part is sometimes you have a couple of those quick conversations and it still boils over.
That's what, yeah.
I'm sure that's probably what it was. And that never feels great, because you're like, I don't know, it's hard. I feel bad because I know what you're doing, which is what everybody does. They put pressure because it's Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Who cares? Right? But it's not easy to, it's so much easier to sit here and talk about it now and be like, who cares? It's one day. Could have waited. You could have taken a picture later. Could have taken a picture the next day. But in the moment, it's not easy. Like you said, when you do all the planning, you kind of prep for the day, they're excited.
Well, there's a lot of like...
you want to capture the moment, and then it feels like they're just like, how about no? How about I just don't feel like it because maybe it's like because I want to push your buttons and see what happens because I'm 7 and I don't know if that's a good or bad thing to do yet.
I think a lot of it's too like the idea of like parenting being very selfless a lot of the time. I'm asking for this one thing. And that's where it's like stressful and it's just like... Yep. And I get a lot of parenting. It's like giving, 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 giving. And it's frustrating when you're like, well, this one's real important to me. Like my wife and I, we'd probably go to Zoo Lights. We definitely wouldn't go to the holiday train. You know what I mean? Like,
doubt it.
There's definitely things that's we fun. Do.
Trains are awesome, Kevin.
Specifically for the kids. and happy to do them. And they're so fun to do. Not that like a lot of them are really, really fun. But it's like, okay, so this is the one that's definitely for us. It's literally a photo. Mm-hmm. We're not going to the Museum of Natural History.
Yeah. Oh, can we go?
And the boring parts.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you're right. It's, what's hard is that they don't get that there's like one important thing for you.
Yeah.
And it's hard to, it's probably something we could work on this year about curating that things are important to mom and dad. And there are things that are important to
you. Yeah, and we definitely have open conversations about that. And that was a big thing. And that was a big part of that conversation to get them to understand, not to be like, photos are important. It's like, no, we take a million photos. I have so many I need to delete.
No. You just need a new phone that has more
photos.
Space for more photos.
But yeah, it was definitely wasn't handled the best. But of course, because it's Christmas, you can
you can get out of it pretty fast. But we made sure the conversation was had to like fix things and damage control and talk about it, and everybody kind of get on a better page. But luckily it's Christmas. You can get out of that funk pretty quick because it's like, all right, here's your toy.
So there's fatigue from planning.
Yeah.
Fatigue from preparation, everything. So what do we say? We say, thank God for my wife, right? That's what you say. Thank God for my wife.
And they're going back to school.
I potentially will have, I'm kind of excited about this, a little DIY saga of my own, fixing something or making something or however you want to say this.
Okay.
I tried to install the other day one of those smart thermostats.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Rather than the little button thing you get, I was like, I'm going to put a smart one here.
Yeah.
And just like all of them, they're pretty cool. You open up the box and it's like, welcome to your environmental new. Just download the app.
Yep.
Okay, dummy. Download the app. Yeah. We'll go from there. Okay, got it. Download the app. Great. Create an account. Got it. Step one. Got it. Pull off your old. First of all, cut the power.
Yep.
Cut the power, dummy.
That's a lot of power.
Got it. Cut the power. Got it. So now I'm sitting over there reading my app and it's like, what are the wires that you have in your old thermostat? Oh, I touch, like I got W and CW and RH, whatever these mean, you know, like I got these ones. Do you have any jump cable? Yeah, I got a jump wire right there. Got that one. Okay. Now here's what you need to do. Step three, go up to your HVAC central hub and install the adapter. And I was uh-oh.
Yep.
I kind of just thought I'd be sitting here in front of this thing and plugging this one in. Which means now I have to go into the attic. Up into the attic with a flashlight.
Headlamp.
Headlamp. Thank you. It's probably already. You already saved me some trouble there. So I'm scared.
Well, that's the teaser for the next episode.
I'm going to the attic and I'll let you know what happens. I won't lie.
Guys, if you have any of your long holiday break dumb parent moments, email us dumbdadpod@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram. We are at the Dumb Dads on all social media platforms.
If your wall is wet as well and you're just waiting to paint it, let us know.
Get some free drywall. If you know how to take off a solar panel, you got a pickup truck and don't know how to do it, that's fine too. Thanks as always to At Verdue on SoundCloud for the music of this podcast. And thanks as always to my incredible wife, Annie.
Thank God for our wives.
Thank God for our wives. For editing this podcast. And Evan, you got a joke to take us out?
How about one from our book here? Our trusty old book of jokes that are so good. Kid says, Dad, I'm having an allergic reaction. We need to get to the hospital.
That sounds serious.
The dad says, well, let's not make any rash decision.
That's a bad father.
That's such a bad father. I mean,
I'm having an allergic reaction. I need to get to the hospital. That means the kid is aware of his allergies and he knows that this is serious enough to go to the hospital.
And you're like, which one are you again? Oh, you have, what kind of allergy is it? Gee, what's your birthday? Dumb dad. What a moron. Okay. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bye. Bye.
Welcome to the world, little one. Welcome to life.
How do I stop this?
The Dumb Dad Podcast is proudly presented by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.